look at the key feature of payroll management module now. Payroll is a very critical function of any organization, and any kind of slightest mistake is a vulnerable situation, can be a risky situation for the organization. So suppose the birth date is not rightly captured of an employee in the system, what happens? His or her retirement age is captured in a wrong way. The grade at which the person has joined, the compensation or the remuneration which has been offered by the management, agreed and offered by the management, and then HR processes it. So the grade level perks and benefits also has impact. The salary structure which is offered to the person. So all these contribute to the payroll calculation. The number of leaves that the person has taken, the paid leave, the unpaid leave, the sick leave, the casual leaves, these are some of the components which are very critical in the payroll calculation. So any slightest mistake or any formula not fed in or created in the most correct way or the desired way or the approved way, it can cause employee dissatisfaction. At the month end, the salary is very critical to every working person. The essential objective of the HRM, the human resource management managers, is to ensure that all the employees receive their payment in a time-bound manner. So there is guidance from the labor law agency of every state government and the central government that by this date, maximum, the salary has to be processed. And the organization and the payroll department, the HR department has to adhere to it. This includes all forms of payment such as compensation, installments, taxation, various deductions. So there is a PF deduction, there is a projection of gratuity as well, there is LTA, there is professional fees, there is educational cess. So all these part in terms of calculation and deduction has to be carried out in the payroll module. The essential objective of HRM manager is to ensure that all employees receive their payment on time. The objective of the payroll management primarily is to look at that people are paid as per their agreed grades, as per the agreed allowances, and there has to be, as per the agreed deductions, the deductions have to be processed. Otherwise, the organization suffers if certain deductions are not made or they are miscalculated. So the ability to set and define the pay components, such as addition, deductions, tax, this is an important feature in payroll. The calculation doesn't happen for a single employee. Through HRIS payroll module, the entire organization's payroll is processed. So a huge batch of employees, so employees can be 500, they can be 50,000, they can be 5 lakh. So the payroll is processed every month to the entire batch of employees. The payroll module also gives an access to the historical employee payroll report. There can be multi-company payroll processing. So that requires a huge payroll inbuilt system. There can be various other arms of the company. It can be the group of the company. So HRM manager expect the system to convert the payroll functionality in a more robust and effective feature. The smaller the number of employees, it is easy for the payroll manager to see how it is getting processed. But if the employee database is huge, or if it is a group of company and then two different arms, but the main processing flow is, the framework is the same, there's a lot of pressure on the system also. The payroll module empowers the arrangement of payroll transforming consistently, continuously, in a standardized way. Let's look at this diagram. Critical components of payroll module. We have discussed about payroll module, but let's look at this diagram. So there is a payroll application at the center. What does it comprise of? It is payroll management system. It has time management system. So we had looked at time and attendance part of employee logging in or coming in to the physical setup of the office or logging in and starting the work if the employee is in the field. So the time management feeds into the calculation of the payroll, because the full day work, the half day work, the quarter day work, that also comes into the picture while calculating, tabulating the entire month's salary. Then there is employee transfer, promotion and increment. So with the annual appraisal in performance management module, if there is a transfer happened to the employee, there is a possibility that the structure of salary has changed. If somebody is moving from CCT to BCT or BCT to ACT, then there is a change in the salary structure. If somebody has got promoted and moved from grade X to grade Y, the entire salary structure, the components in the salary, the numbers in the salary has changed. So the case is of increment. So increment can happen to some population. Increment and promotion can happen to some population, or only promotion can happen to some percentage of population. But in case of these combinations, like employee getting transferred or getting promoted or only getting increment or getting promotion and increment, the salary structure changes. Now the system from backend has to take care of this. The feeding has to be done properly, the feeding of the data, the change that has come. And the fourth part is the income tax. So there are taxes to be managed and deducted in those salary structure which have undergone the changes in the system. So the payroll application has these four major components. So we can see that this application is responsible for processing the records which have been put into it. Then it can create the registers. It can create the data. So what kind of data is required? As we have seen, the attendance data as per time and attendance, the pay slips, figuring the remittances, the tax deduction, and as per the statutory norms, the statutory form, the legal forms, the regulatory forms, which are applicable to grades and roles. This also is taken care of by payroll management. So what is required is the preciseness while processing these different remittances and deductions is very important. Just because the data is in the system, the responsibility of the payroll official doesn't go away. The right type of data, the changes in the data, the application of the regulatory part, the deductions part, the taxes part, has to be done very carefully and with alertness. So it might offer high level of adaptability, not flexibility, but adaptability, because various changes have to be accommodated. So this module helps in capturing that and in processing that. Let's look at time management systems, some of the key features. So this time management submodule, it facilitates certain things. It supports in better timekeeping, organization-wide for all the employees. It supports automation for processing of complex time pay rate calculation. As I said, that in a manufacturing setup, there can be shifts, there can be overtimes, there can be rostering requirement in some of the sunrise industries today. So this can be taken care of, and the manual efforts of putting up the registers and signing of the people has gone away with all these aids. There's a support in integration of attendance related practices and enhancing the productivity. So the feedback on that comes out by this time management module, time and attendance module, the management gets an understanding out of the analysis of by retrieving this data and the dashboards that it creates, that where exactly the organization through its various departments, functions, and the working arms, where the major time is spent, how economically the time is spent, how is it working in relation to the productivity of the entire company, what are the benefits which are driven, if the productivity and the time spent in particular roles or across the organization If it is not working, then where is the lacuna? And the management can take the decisions on altering certain things. Employee transfer, promotion and increment, the third part that we saw on payroll process. So payroll software includes the areas of transfer, promotion, increments. And these are three major elements that should be covered in the payroll module, because this gives the effect of the employee status, the current employee status, post the evaluation of the performance. And if there is a change in the status, it has to be reflected in the system, and that is how the remuneration part changes. We have talked about promotion and annual increments and performance increment prior to this. The employee transfers, promotions and increment, these are the important phases of employee life cycle. Yeah. And these are the employee event-based that has to be taken care of, event-based entries that has to be taken care of in the system. These events have to be recorded by the HR, by the super admins or the HRIS admin team. And they have to get the data populated, and the same data flows to the payroll management process page. When there are vacancies in an organization, the vacancies can be filled up by two methods. Number one, internal hiring. And number two, hiring from the market, bringing the talent from the market. The HRIS module plays an important role in recording and processing. So continuously updating the records is the key factor for HRIS to have acceptability, utilization, and functional for the employees and the organization. It plays an important role in recording and processing this critical information in a precise manner. The Office of Human Resources is responsible for administration of this information. At the same time, every employee and every manager has a responsibility to share this information with HR once it is documented and uploaded, processing that information. Because a decision of transferring, increment, promotion, somebody leaving, some new promotees from inside, from the cross-functionally, if somebody qualifies, the movement of that person in a particular role, which is called as horizontal development in the organization. So all this is done by business or the respective departments. So business and support function. And then this management decision comes to HR. So communication is equally important, and the right information to come into the system is a job of HRIS administration team. In payroll, there are also module of income tax management, and that also to be updated continuously. So the compliance arm of HR, the legislative regulatory arm of HR, has to be alert on time to time what government or the labor ministry circulars have come and information has come. So the skill-wise, semi-skill-wise, unskilled-wise, grade-wise, not the management cadre as such, but non-management cadre, there are government notifications. So that data also has to be captured. Some predefined reports also needs to be made available for this work. And this option has to be created while configuring the system. These reporting formats take care of the income tax or legal reporting, monthly, yearly statements, taxes, challans, salary certificates. So the payroll team has to be really alert on notifying all these things, seeking right approvals and uploading, asking the HRIS admin team to upload it on time. Calculating the income tax and understanding what reports to file can be really an important and a hygiene level, mandatory level task, and it needs to be done carefully. Missing deadlines is something very, very critical, not missing the deadlines. And missing the deadline can become the harmful, which brings the fines and penalties to the organization. In case of the salary processing, when the gross income has been calculated, payroll software automatically calculates deductions like national, state, local taxes, insurance, retirement. Now let's look at the recruitment and selection module. So the digital HRMS has a complete recruitment module, which comprises of various stages. Recruitment starting from sourcing of the candidate, publishing the vacancy, sourcing of the candidates, scheduling the interviews, looking at a continuous flow of the hiring process, and releasing the offer. These are the part of the recruitment module. Okay. Organizations today have choices to create diverse features on a social and business networking sites. Okay. So print media is not resorted today so much as much as publishing it on Naukri.com, IIM, jobportal.com, LinkedIn platform, network. There are groups. There are HR groups, there are business groups, there are WhatsApp groups, and also publishing on the organization website or a blog page. Several organizations go through comparing and evaluating the HRS recruitment selection depending on what is the nature of the industry and what is the frequency with which there is a continuous talent requirement, what is the attrition rate of the organization. The HRM is constantly looking for improved recruitment practices for the employees because the vacant time of the position, the cycle time, the lesser it is, the more stable the situation the organization is. More the time the position remains vacant, higher is the loss of productivity and the revenue building process. So that is how the HRI is designing team of the organization and the recruitment team. Okay, constantly they need to be looking at what are the different recruitment processes which are upcoming, what are the economical one, what are the fast reaching candidate mechanism that can be developed. The recruitment module generally is divided into two, as we have seen: external hire, so Naukri, LinkedIn, candidate portals; internal, so within the organization if there is a talent, so on the job there is a repository available, and internal hiring when happens there is a publishing of vacancies on the intranet of the company. It is contributed a lot by the organization culture. The openness of the leadership to exchange the talent within the organization is equally important. So internal job portal success depends on the management culture, the leadership style, employee psychological safety, what is being offered to them, defines the success of the internal job portal. So an employee profile can be obtained by the application for individual opportunities through organization's website or through the recruitments consultants. So as the HRIS evaluation team discovers processes which are not helping, processes which are obsolete, has got time bar, and the data storage, okay, the team starts looking out for the ways to make the process more efficient. How quickly, efficiently right candidate comes on board, that is the target, that is the key objective of any talent acquisition or recruitment team of any organization. So huge amount of money is spent in supporting the recruitment exertion, supporting the recruitment process. The candidate listing internally and through general or industry forums or sites. Okay. So this data has to be available. The candidate tracking mechanism has to be fast-paced and robust. Recruitment hiring process is a complete process developed to manage the organization's manpower. And organization's manpower is something very critical to the existence of the organization. So the manpower planning is equally important, as important is the robustness and efficiency of the hiring process. Let's look at the leave management. Employee leave management is a process of managing employees at time of request in a fair, accurate, efficient way. So there are three types of leaves generally in any type of organization. So there is privilege leave, which is granted by the organization. There is a sick leave when the employee is not well to avail. And there is casual leave. Okay. So leave management is a process, primarily is how fairly, how accurately and how efficiently it is recorded and processed and granted, and how happy people are to avail this process. So HRMS module that provides above functionality is called as leave management system. Okay, it's an extensive application that looks at leave administration. It helps the HR manager to ensure that employee leave related computation is done in the simplest way and in the precise way. So for that, even employees need to be oriented and well posted about what is a leave policy. So this has to have an access on the company website or on the HRIS where the newcomers access, or even the seasoned employees need to refer it up. And then according to their the company policy and their what is applicable to their role, they apply. The leave request is recorded and forwarded to respective managers, and then they grant it. Of course, sometimes the discussion is also required because the team alignment is also important when people are availing the leave. Employees can apply for leave online and have request. Normally the organizations and management expect that that employee plan their leave. It cannot be unannounced. Medical can be understood, but availing the privilege leave, which should be for minimum 5 days, it has to be planned. There is also a mechanism in HRIS that if the reporting manager does not revert as per the time cycle which is set, there can be an auto approval on the leave. So the workflow communicates with a leave database and displays the employee leave history when the employee is using the system. The popular and more efficient system has the capability of auto approval. The workflow communicates the leave database and displays the employee leave history. The manager's role are defined with access where the manager can view the leaves taken and the balance leave, and also the workload, and also the other team members availing the leave. The module on leave management facilitates the building of performance appraisal with respect to precise leave data, since there is no possibility of human lapse through the leave management framework. So when the performance management module is in process, is the appraisal dialogue is about how have you achieved your performance, also the time and attendance for discipline approach of the individual, and also the frequency of leave availing, or how efficiently the employee has taken care of the leave management, the self leave management, and how has supported quite well to the organization on its productivity and performance is also be seen. So all these modules work in sync with each other. So data input is very important factor here. Calculation of the leave, the diligence on the part of manual efforts are now taken over by the system. So how the system is managed on time with precision, how the data input is done, then the automation gives the results which are really looked forward to. So it validates the purpose for which the system is built in. Various leave management provisions today companies look at. So practically by liaising with the payroll system for deducting the leaves of unpaid category that the worker has aware. So all these modules ideally talk to each other when it comes to the payroll administration. Job times for work classification can be set, various jobs, rostering, shifts, sales and marketing roles, or the field roles, or the inspection roles, audit roles. So there can be set, these requirements can be set from the back end. Intuitive client interface are custom made to suit the unique needs, and HR operational supervisor, HR expert, team managers really need to be on the toes to communicate these requirements while building the system. So this is how today we saw the inbuilt modules which support the employee life cycle and how, what are their elements which comprise of all these modules. Today we have discussed in this session. Thank you very much.